We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, I got my my Houston Astros 2026 trade deadline wish list, Joe. This was based on teams that you said were going to sell.
Okay.
So I went and looked at all the teams that we said were going to sell, and then I put down players from those teams that I want the Astros to kick the tires on.
Okay.
Obviously not going to trade for all these guys. That would be impossible. But where would you like me to begin?
Wherever you want.
Okay. You just want me to go team by team here?
Sure. My list is only three. Mine's a small list.
All right. Well, then just tell me your list first.
Okay. My deadline wish list is to trade for no one that is – under control past the season, and it's going to be relatively affordable.
Why? So it's, why don't you want to be past the season?
Because I don't want to trade prospects that are valuable.
What if you can find a good deal?
I think it's going to be such a buyer's market. I don't know if those are going to exist, but maybe.
Sellers.
Sellers market. Yep, that's my bad. I put Dalton Varsho, Starling Marte, Freddie Peralta. That's my wish list.
For the Astros. Goodness, this is the worst list ever.
No, those are improvements in the outfield that are not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and Peralta's not pitching that well this season, but I think the Astros can fix him, and he can be a major improvement.
Varsho is like an 89 OPS plus guy.
It's better than what you have.
Barely.
I know. I don't want the Astros to go all in.
The other guy was Starling Marte.
He's also not that good. I know. I don't want the Astros to go all in.
What a terrible wish list. My wish list is the Astros find below average offensive players.
That improves your outfield right now.
Starling Marte, 0.0 WAR.
I know.
83 OPS plus.
I know.
Can't hit a lick.
He hits better than the current guys.
Who?
He's better than Lucas Spence.
He can't play center.
He's better than Zach DiCenzo.
Yeah, but Zach DiCenzo's on the bench. He's not a starter.
He's probably better than Lamont Wade.
No, Lamont Wade's got a 330-something on-base percentage. Lamont Wade has a better on-base percentage than every Astro that has played this year outside of Yordan Alvarez, Jeremy Pena, Carlos Correa, and Isak Paredes, which is pretty pathetic, but is factual.
Yeah.
His 328 on-base percentage is the fifth best of any Astro that has played on the team this year.
I don't want the Astros to go out there and trade their best prospects, so...
I think you can get some of the players on my wish list without trading Xavier Nayens and Kevin Alvarez.
Okay, let's hear
some of these guys. Well, for the Baltimore Orioles, Adley Rutschman, pipe dream. I understand it's a pipe dream.
I don't think it's fully unrealistic.
I do, but it's a wish list.
Didn't they pay one of their other catchers though?
Yeah, they did. But Rutschman's also, I mean, he'd be very expensive. I think he would. Plus, I mean, you can DH one of them, then, which is what they've been doing. They DH one, they catch another, they rotate. It's a pretty good system. But I do think if they were to trade Rutschman, which I don't think they will, I think he would cost a lot. Mm-hmm. And the Astros probably wouldn't pay that. Now, other Orioles I like, Taylor Ward. You know, Taylor Ward, outfielder, he's got some pop. He would immediately be like your fourth best hitter because this offense is not very deep. So he's a rental. He's a rental, 112 OPS plus. I don't think he would cost you an arm and a leg. Trevor Rogers, another rental, 417 ERA this year, down year after he was really, really good last year. So he'd be something that would, you know, and I think they're probably going to be looking more offense than pitching. But again, this is a wish list, right? Tyler Wells intrigues me out of their bullpen. Yennier Cano interests me out of their bullpen. Enrico Garcia interests me out of their bullpen. Toronto, let's go division by division here. Toronto, Nathan Lucas, left-handed outfielder, Joe, hits righties. He's actually got quite a few years of club control. Now, he strikes out a lot, but he hits righties well. I wouldn't be opposed to a George Springer reunion. Still has been solid versus left-handed pitching. Now he's only played one game in the outfield this year, so like, can he play left field for you?
Yeah,
I think he could.
I think he could figure it out.
He's a rental, so his final year of his deal. Kevin Gausman, he's having his worst year since 2009. 2019 rather. But you'd be betting on the bounce back. You'd be betting on him finding some of that form. He's a rental. Louis Varland, who's a stud out of the bullpen.
Yeah,
I don't think he'll be traded though. That again, wish list. And then Tyler Rogers, who's a righty side armor. He's always been good. He does make a lot of money though, and he's under contract for 3 more years, so that probably dismisses him. Minnesota, names I like.
No Jesus Sanchez?
No, he's hurt.
Okay,
he's hurt. Look.
I just think it'd be so funny.
It would be funny. They trade Joey Loberfito for Jesus Sanchez.
Run it back again.
That'd be funny. I have a few names for Minnesota. I have another reunion name, Joe. Actually, I have a couple of reunion names for this team. How about Victor Caratini? How about Victor Caratini is 92 OPS plus? Switch hitting catcher. Now, if you were to do this, I think it's probably you're moving Yiner Diaz in another move.
Yeah, but that
which
makes,
I'm not opposed
but
to.
That's logical.
I'm not opposed to that. So Caratini, a wish list. Now, it does have some, like, you know, prerequisites in order for you to acquire Caratini. How about Cody Clements, former Astro draft pick, plays all the outfield spots, first base, second base. Very average player, but an average player bats cleanup on this team. 113 OPS plus. Could I interest you in a Cody Clements?
I'm open to that.
Trevor Larnach, who's a really, really bad defensive outfielder but can hit. 135 OPS plus. Left-handed batter. He's got 1 more year of club control. Now, Byron Buxton, they said they're not trading today. So, cross him off, I guess. And then they also said they're not going to trade Joe Ryan. So, cross him off, I guess. Plus, they're also ahead of you in the standings. Ryan Jeffers, I like. Not a great defender, but he's got an OPS plus of 150. Taj Bradley, I like. But I don't think they would trade him. 9-4, 369 ERA, 3 more years of club control. I have some guys from Kansas City I like. Isaac Collins. Switch hitting outfielder, walks, doesn't chase, but really doesn't do much of anything else. He's got 4 more years of club control, though, but Kansas City's terrible. Michael Waka Waka, 35-year-old, super solid. He's got 1 more plus a club option, so you could actually have him for 2 more years after this one if you wanted.
I don't know why reports keep coming out they're not going to move him. I don't know what they're doing.
I know, it's Kansas City's bad franchise.
Like that feels like such an easy trade for them to make, but it seems like they just don't want to do it. I think
you get a really good return, and he's about to fall off, you know? He's already 35 years old, so you know he's about to hit a wall.
Like, they're going to keep him, and then he's going to be bad next year.
Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen. And then Daniel Lynch IV, a lefty reliever I like, 208 ERA, 092 whip. Angels I have on the list, Mike Trout, because why not? It's a wish list, and he's a stud. How about in this reunion? How about Jose Siri?
Okay.
He doesn't have a lot of at-bats this year, 96 at-bats, but he's got a 134 OPS plus. Like, I think Jose Siri is better than any center fielder in the organization.
I loved Jose Siri, so I'm very open to this idea.
Like, he's not going to cost you anything.
No.
You know? He's going to cost you a D-level prospect. Like, what'd you think about Jose Siri in center field for you again?
I'm all in on this one.
Like,
I didn't even think about Jose Siri. That's a great
I didn't realize the year he was having. He's actually been decent. And you're terrible in center field, so he would be an upgrade. And then Reed Detmers, like, that would be, you know, really, really good. So solidify your rotation a bit. Jose Siriano, who I love. Jose Siriano. Nasty stuff. Still has 2 years of club control. And then a couple relievers, Ryan Zevirjan, Sam Bachman. And then to the National League.
No Joe Adell?
No, I don't like Joe Adell.
Okay.
I think he sucks. People have told me the Astros actually like him.
Yeah, he's one that's interesting because it feels like his name came up a lot, it seems like, on Twitter this weekend of a guy that might get moved. So I was curious. I'm surprised.
I have heard that the Astros like Joe Adell, which don't love that they love Joe Adell because I do not like Joe Adell.
His on-base percentage is poor.
He strikes out a ton. Yeah. Like, he's like one of those athletic freaks that Dana Brown loves, but it feels like they kind of got away from that in the draft, so I don't know. Miami, Kyle Stowers, only hits righties, K's a lot, but still would be one of your best hitters. Griffin Conine, who I think is unrealistic, but he's kind of an older guy, and the Marlins kind of trade older guys. Like, when I say older, I mean like 29, because that's pretty old for Miami. But he still got lots of years of club control, so I don't know if they would trade him, but he's good. Sandy Alcantara, I would love that. A couple of relievers I like from them, Lake Bacar, Michael Peterson, John King. From the Nationals, I like Luis Garcia, the hitter. The hitter, which it seems like Washington's going to sell, even though they have some studs, because they don't believe their championship window's open yet. But Luis Garcia, who's lefty, who's 131 OPS plus, kills right-handed pitching, has 1 more year too. Now, he doesn't walk much. But he swings the bat well. Foster Griffin, who is Australian for Ace. Remember him? Shut down the Astros a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
Rental, having a great year. Probably fool's gold a bit. Probably not as good as the numbers. And then Cade Savali, who I think is pretty good. 7-4, 3.58 ERA. Mets, how about Luis Robert, who's been bad for 3 years? He's been bad. You're trying to sell me on Starling Marte, and you give me that reaction for Luis Robert?
Because he's going to get hurt.
Maybe not.
He gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, but he's would be your most talented center fielder by a mile. Now, he's been bad for 3 years, but you're betting on the talent here. Betting on the talent and hopefully the health, I guess.
He's played in 25 games this year.
Again, whenever he's engaged, he can do things.
Yeah.
He loves hitting at the dike. He's more of a last resort type, but like, hey, you're not doing anything else, and you can get Luis Robert for free because they're trying to get out of that contract, which can be a rental because he's under contract this year and he's got a club option for next year. So you can just decline the option. So you get nothing else done. The Mets are like, here you go. Pay Robert the final 2 months of his $20 million contract. You can have him for free.
Can we trade Christian Walker for Luis Robert?
Ooh, I don't know if they would be interested in that because I think they're trying to clear some money, but maybe.
I know, but like, then yes to Robert.
I would do that.
Yeah, to make the money. If it made the money work, like they don't have to eat the money and they, for some reason, we're taking on Christian Walker to try to flip him in the offseason, sure.
And well, you don't even have to the Mets flip him?
Yeah, the Mets flip him.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then you just decline the club option on Robert, and then you're out $20 million. Freddie Peralta, who's having a terrible year with the Mets.
Yeah, it's worth the risk.
But has been awesome prior to this year. Now, you're betting on his past. He's a rental. I like a couple of their relievers, who Oscar Brazoban, who is a baseball savant hero, and then Luke Weaver, who's been a stud. But he makes $11 million this year and next year, so I doubt the Astros commit that kind of money. But he's really good. A couple of left-handed bats from the Cardinals that I like, Joe. Alec Burleson, shout out East Carolina. And then Lars Nootbaar. I've always been a fan of Lars Nootbaar. I wouldn't hate that. I got some Reds on here. Tyler Stevenson, the catcher. JJ Bleday, corner outfielder, lefty.
I like that a lot.
I had Spencer Steer on here, but then apparently he like got severely hurt. So cross him off. Dane Meyers, former Rice Owl. Very, very fast. Good defender, 104 OPS plus, like another just like name to throw into the outfield mix. And then Hunter Green would be a pipe dream for Cincy. And they've talked about maybe they're moving him. San Diego, Ty France. Now, Ty France comes with the caveat that you trade Christian Walker. Like, you trade Christian Walker for nothing, and then you trade for Ty France, and then you have your first baseman rental for the rest of the year. He's having a career year after 3 bad years. Gavin Sheets, which would be a last resort corner outfielder for me. Like, you get nothing else done. He's the only one on the table. Okay, we'll take you. And then Adrian Morjon, who is a stud reliever. Colorado, Hunter Goodman.
Yep.
Very unrealistic. Everybody's going to want him, but why not? He's the only Rocky I have, by the way. No Moniak and no Jake the Snake. Coors Field Merchants.
I think McCarthy's number
He wasn't
fine.
On your wish list.
Yeah, because I don't want them to give up anything of value.
All right. And then San Francisco, I have 6 dudes. Luis Arise, which that would be like we trade Walker, we trade for Arise. He's going to be our first baseman. Helio Ramos intrigues me. Jung-Hoo Lee, who they said they're not going to trade, but again, wish list. Casey Schmidt, who I don't think they would trade, but kind of a solid utility type of guy. How about Robbie Ray?
If the Astros made that trade, I'd trust them on it.
Robbie Ray. Rental as well, so you're not locked in anything long term. And then one of their relievers, Caleb Killian. So there's my wish list, Joe.
No Logan Webb?
That's not realistic.
Okay.
Wish list, but they're not trading Logan Webb. I think they've been on record saying they're not trading him.
I don't understand that either. But
well, I think he's got years of club control.
Yeah, just, they're not going anywhere.
Right, but they think they're going to go somewhere before Logan Webb enters free agency. He's under club control from 2 more years after this. I think they're looking at being able to like contend next year.
Spend a bunch of money in the offseason and then go from there. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I get why they would do that. Robbie Ray makes a lot of sense if the Astros are looking for someone that's just going to be a rental for this year. And I would think they can get the best out of him of all the organizations. Like, if like the Brewers or the Astros trade for a pitcher, kind of just give them the benefit of the doubt at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there any teams that you were disappointed that we did not let you choose from?
Like no.
The Tigers or anything like that?
No, I didn't even look.
Okay.
No, I didn't even look. How big is Jeremy's list? We suck. We'll take anyone. Yep, kind of. You're not wrong there, Junkie. I mean, the Astros' offense is so dire. But here's, like, the positive, though. Like, you can – it's kind of – there was Chandler wrote something today in the – Dana Brown had some things to say on the Astros pregame yesterday. But one of the – and we'll do this whenever we come back. And we'll get your reaction to the trade list. Who's on your wish list, all that, 713-780-3776. But Dana said something yesterday that kind of, like, kind of made it seem like they were going to trade for one piece. And it's like, man, I'd rather get, like, four average pieces.
Yeah, I'd rather make a couple trades and just add some depth to this roster.
Like, not even guys who are, like, going to cost you a lot. Like, give me three, four guys who are going to cost C-level prospects, even if, like, those four guys are platooning in two different positions. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, maybe you trade for a lefty-righty center field option. You trade for a lefty-righty left field option. And now there are your two positions that you fulfill, and your lineup now is actually like 1 through 6 instead of 1 through 3.
Yeah, you're just making it. And the thing again, it's not hard to upgrade. Like, you can make a couple of low level trades that are not going to break the system.
No,
if that's what you're concerned about, and they're going to allow Dana Brown to have a better chance of keeping his job if they make the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear a little bit what Dana Brown had to say. He had some stuff on the pregame show yesterday that's pretty insightful for the deadline. Who do you want on your wish list? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting
live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Or text. You can text. How come you didn't say that, lady? You can text the number, too. 713-780-ESPN. Wheatstraw says Joe's wish list is the equivalent of asking for tube socks and tidy whities for Christmas. Starling Marte.
Look, I went through all the teams.
That's all the three you saw, huh, that you wanted.
I was just like, these are the three easiest
Starling
trades
Marte.
To make. It's one piece in Freddy Peralta and then some, like, low-level pieces.
Yeah.
It's kind of based off what Dana Brown said.
Jim Crane has always wanted Starling Marte, though. He fired Click over it, maybe.
That's true.
What do you mean? That's kind of what Dana said.
Well, like going for like one kind of, like you're saying there, like it kind of sounds like they want to go for like one piece at the deadline. So I was like, okay, that's Freddy Peralta, but I still want to slightly upgrade the outfield, so I'm going to make two throw-in trades.
See, I want to upgrade the outfield by two guys.
Agreed.
I want two guys in this outfield. I don't know, my phone's out. That's what I want.
How'd you lose your phone?
I don't know.
Did you leave?
They
the
called
room?
Me. I don't know where it's at. I left it somewhere. Mason Miller says a junkie. Yeah, Mason Miller, I think, is just going to be so expensive that he's actually not on my wish list. Like, knowing what the cost would have to be for Mason Miller, I don't wish that.
They don't have close to enough for it.
I mean, they could. No, I disagree. I think they could trade Nayans, Alvarez, Ethan Fry, and Ethan Pecco, and Mayer, and get it done.
I think there's going to be better prospects available for Mason Miller.
I don't know. I feel like Alvarez, Nayans, Frey, Mayer, Pecco would absolutely get the Padres' attention.
Yeah, I mean,
it would be in the ballpark.
Like five guys for a
rental. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you really wanted them, I think you could get them.
Yeah, it's just that's
same thing with Scooble.
Yeah, it's just such an outlandish trade that it's not. Dana Brown shouldn't be allowed to do that.
I agree. That's why I went on my wish list. I agree with you. I would give up defense for any of the outfield positions for some hitters. They're pros. They'll be all right. They'll be all right out there. I don't really disagree. And then you could do the whole defensive sub thing late.
Yep.
Like the Astros, because you can upgrade in left field, they can use an upgrade in center field. Maybe be able to use an upgrade in right field. If second base isn't happening because of Altuve, and they might be able to use an upgrade at first base.
They can definitely upgrade at first base.
So. Like, why would you settle on one bat? If the Astros traded for three outfielders, I would applaud that.
Yeah, two starters and a rotational piece with Cam Smith.
I would applaud that.
Yeah, you're recognizing the flaw with the baseball team and you're trying to win. And again, you don't have to give up an arm and a leg. You can find Taylor Ward level players and get upgrades in all three spots.
Yeah.
And like it could be like Springer, Ward, and someone else.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Now, I don't know if Springer and Ward can handle right field, so that might be problematic.
Yes, but like if they're out there for seven innings and then Cam Smith comes in a late game sub, is that okay?
Yeah. 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 Especially behind your ground ball pitchers. You know, like Hunter Brown, you could do that with for sure. Yeah, that's a good idea. No, I think they like we've had people text in that they should like the Atlanta Browns should be the what did I say? The Atlanta Browns?
Yeah.
The Atlanta Braves, which I was thinking Dana Brown in Atlanta at the same time. I've had too much caffeine. The Atlanta Braves, when they beat the Astros in the World Series, completely reinvented their outfield at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Astros should do. The Astros should completely revamp their outfield at the deadline. And instead of, you know, now you have a completely new outfield. Hopefully all three outfielders are at least average to above average offensively. And if those three outfielders become average to above average offensively, now instead of being three deep in your lineup, you're 60.
Yeah.
Now Yiner Diaz is batting seventh instead of fifth. Now if Lamont Wade's playing, he's batting eighth instead of fourth. If Christian Walker's still on this team, he's batting seventh or eighth instead of fifth. Like, that's why that's where the Astros can really, like, improve this team at the deadline. You just find three average offensive outfielders, and this team becomes way better. And you don't need above-average players. You just need a lot of average guys.
Yeah, if you get three average guys, I will firmly believe the Astros can win the division.
See, this is, yeah, I would too. They can't be, if like, again, we've been sellers, right? You and I have been pro-sell. They've probably played their way into like where we can't say that anymore, which we discussed earlier. So now it's like, okay, well, all in. Like now, not okay. When I say all in, I don't mean trade your top prospects, but let's be aggro. Let's be aggressive. Let's be aggressive with our C plus level prospects. Let's be aggressive with our prospects that we don't think are ever going to reach the big leagues and trade them for a rental left fielder, a rental center fielder, a rental right fielder. Now you got three average to above average offensive players, and this lineup is much, much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a shot. And then maybe you add a fourth starter. Maybe you add a middle reliever. Like, this team can become a lot better by next Tuesday. But they can't be this little one foot in, half measure. You know, these guys are off limits. Nahan's off limits. Alvarez off limits. If you want to make Petco and Mayer off limits, okay, cool. The Furman, you want to make him off limits? Cool. But then you get aggressive with everybody else. You get aggressive with everybody else. You make five trades. That's the only way this team has any iota of a chance.
Yeah, and honestly, like this, of all the teams that are going to buy at the deadline, the Astros probably have the easiest margin to improve on. Like everyone else is going to be doing these significant upgrades because they might, like a team like the White Sox, their outfielders are just better than the Astros. So they might try to upgrade in the outfield or something like that at the deadline, or upgrade the rotation, it's harder for them to go out and find that player. It is such a low bar. Like, I don't get why the Astros would not acquire at least two pieces by next Monday. There's no excuse for it.
I'd be kind of disappointed with two.
That's fair, but, like, you're trying to win. You don't want to sell. What does one guy, if it's a marginal upgrade, really do to this team? You still have a major flaw in center field if you get a left fielder. You still have a major flaw in right field right now, unless after 3 days off, you're all of a sudden back on the Cam Smith is a, you know, aircraft carrier boat. Like, it's just not that hard. It would be, if they're going to do this, they might as well make a bunch of trades and improve mm-hmm. this team.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You can't do this little, like, in-between thing. Like, Lars Nubar, I don't think it's going to be super expensive. Like, you can go out and acquire him without trading those prospects we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Siri is going to cost you nothing. Nothing. Taylor Ward's not going to cost you those prospects that we mentioned. If on Tuesday, August 4th, your outfield now is Lars Nootbaar, Jose Siri, and Taylor Ward, I know that doesn't sound great on paper. You've just gotten way better.
It's plenty good enough.
Way better. Nootbaar, Siri, and Ward, far better than Lamont Wade, Lucas Spence, Cam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It's night and day. Now you have a league average outfield offensively. Now you're league average there. You don't have these holes everywhere in your lineup. Again, I don't think you would have to spend that much money to acquire prospect capital to acquire those guys.
There was one name I forgot. Did you say Stanek when you said about the Cardinals?
No, I didn't really like him.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't really like the season he's having. Lots of walks.
Lots of walks.
And I don't think you need to acquire a reliever. Like, I think your bullpen's okay enough where you don't need to acquire a reliever.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you don't need to. I still would like them to find another righty to bring in, but especially because now I think we can officially all cross off the hope of Brian King being an impactful pitcher.
Yeah, but Abreu stepped up. You know?
No, Abreu has, for
like,
sure.
I think that's lessened the importance of, you know, acquiring a righty reliever. Like, would you rather have a righty reliever that's better than Enio De Los Santos and, like, comparable to Brian Abreu, or would you rather acquire, like, a true number four starter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking.
I would rather get a starter.
Same.
Like the bullpen's just not as necessary. I would like an upgrade there still. Like, that's, again, they're not going to, like we said, they're not going to go get Mason Miller. They're not going to get one of these high-end guys. I would like to add some depth to the bullpen, mainly because I'm not confident they're going to get a starter.
Yeah, I'm not either.
So part of me is like, is that get a bullpen arm so that when you get to the postseason, if they get there, is that maybe you only have to ask who's, you know, whether, you know, Blanco, Wisniewski, Imai, whoever's getting game three in a wild card series, they only have to go four innings, and the bullpen can carry you the rest of the way.
Look, I want a reliever too. It's just the priority to me has to be offense.
No, it does. It does.
Because your lineup is just 4-9 is killing you. Like, just be average 4-9, and you got a shot. Average 4-9, you have a shot. If this is what you're running out every day for the rest of the, you're not making the playoffs. And if you're lucky enough to make the playoffs, you're going to be 2-Q. Get average offensively 4-9. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I want. 713-780-3776. I do want to have a radical idea with Yordan Alvarez. I want to run by you. And we'll get to these Dana quotes that he had yesterday, too, on Astros Radio. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, so here are the quotes that Dana Brown had to say. Astros radio before the game yesterday. Dana Brown to Robert Ford. Read this in Kawahara's article in the Houston Chronicle. We, the Astros, would anticipate that we're going to be buyers, Brown told the team's pregame radio show. So it'd be really nice to add to our offense in the outfield. We've been looking for a left-handed bat, but at this point we'll take whatever production we can get in the outfield. I wonder where we've heard that before.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder where we've heard, who cares about the handedness of the hitter and just find me a plus bat. I can't imagine where I've heard that before. I'm glad that Dana's starting to figure it out there a little bit.
Yeah, just get a guy.
More than a guy. Get three guys. Get two guys. Three preferably. Another one from Dana Brown, per Kawahara, who was listening at the time. I was not. Any type of offensive upgrade that can lengthen the lineup would be our focus. Okay.
Focus.
See, I don't like the any part. I would say, or the upgrade part. I want more than one. Again, more than one. Chandler Rome's piece, he mentioned the idea of moving Christian Walker for salary relief. I can't imagine where we've heard that one before.
Yeah.
He also mentioned Christian Javier,
oh,
which I don't know how you're getting out of that contract. I'm just more pessimistic when it comes to this than most, but who in the world is trading for Christian Javier?
I think maybe you can move him in the offseason.
That doesn't help you for the deadline.
No, I know. Like, the only way is if an owner is convinced that there is going to be a salary floor next year.
Well, how can you be convinced of that?
Because that owner's
stupid.
They
don't want that.
No, some owners do. Yeah, I mean, he's owed 20, like, his luxury tax next year is 12.8.
But he's owed $21 million in cash.
Yeah, you'd have to eat at least 50%.
I think it's closer to 75%. I think he's in the same boat as Lance McCullers. And Lance McCullers was in the final year of his contract, and Milwaukee only played $2.5 million, and they got an arm that they liked for it.
Yeah, you might have to attach.
You might have to eat 75% of the salary and add an average prospect.
Yeah.
Which maybe it's worth it.
Honestly, if it's not 75%, I would trade an average prospect to save 50% of that.
Okay.
But
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money.
I cannot imagine a world in which they are able to find someone to take on Javier. Walker, I can see.
Yeah, I think Walker's actually somebody who could be traded. But I don't think you're going to get a very good prospect for him.
It's just like, but who? So who? If let's.
But I will say this real quick on Chandler Rome's piece. This read to me more than like more of like an idea that he had, not a report.
I agree.
It didn't read as a report that he wasn't reporting this. He was just saying maybe this is something they could do.
Yes, who would play first if they did?
I mean, I personally, I would be in the market to trade for somebody. Pipe dream Luis Arraez, pipe dream Luis Garcia. Mm-hmm. I would settle for Ty France. Ty France has been very good this season and is a solid offensive player.
Yeah, I'd be good with that. And there's no internal candidates? Like, you can't just, like...
I mean, Lamont Wade would probably be the internal candidate.
Yeah, so trade for three outfielders and then have Lamont Wade play first?
Yeah. I mean, if it's clearing up money, okay. I mean, Wade gets out less than Walker does.
Yeah. He does. He does do that.
I mean, Lamont Wade, fifth best on base percentage of any Astro this season.
Yeah.
Now, he's hitting 160, but... Though that would be the internal option.
No,
would be Lamont Wade. Then after him, probably Kevin Biggio. Well, no, probably DeZinzo. Then Kevin Biggio.
He just keeps raking, though, in the minors.
I know. I'd rather see him than DeZinzo. Now, I know he's left-handed. DeZinzo's right-handed. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't hate the idea of trading Christian Walker to free up money to allow you to do other things. I personally would rather trade for a first baseman than have Wade be my everyday guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you could talk me into if we have – in order for us to trade for three outfielders, we have to trade Walker. Okay, I will concede that Wade is my first baseman if you give me three new outfielders. And you get out of the Walker contract. Like, I would take that.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, I want to see Kevin get some run, but
– that's fine. And maybe he would after the deadline. Like, you know, now you got some space, blah, 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 blah. First base becomes a little bit more open. Wade can play outfield sometimes, so that would give you, like, Biggio some opportunity, mm-hmm. some runway. And not that I think he's going to be good at the bigs, but, like, should he be getting some at-bats over some other guys that are currently getting at-bats?
But could he be better than what you're getting at left field right now?
Yeah, he could.
Like, it still might not be good, but it still could be an upgrade collectively
on
your
left
roster.
Fielder. Like, I don't think he'd be better than Wade, but I think he'd be better than DeZinzo.
Yeah, but, like, could you upgrade in the outfield and then throw Biggio at first and, like, you're okay? Yeah.
Yeah, you could talk to me, and you're getting out of the money, you know. You're getting out of the money next year. So I would be okay with that. Brown also telling Dana, telling Robert Ford, this one in the Rome article, ultimately, if we can take from our major league surplus, whether it's some of the pitching we have coming back or some of the minor league guys that we have full control over, we will do what we need to try to add. It has to make sense for the present and the future. As you always hear me say, I operate both in the present and the future. That last sentence is interesting. As you always hear me say, I operate both in the present and the future. That's interesting to me for a guy who has 2 months left on his contract.
He doesn't have a future. His future is the playoffs.
Now, we do know that Dana Brown just talks.
Yeah.
And they very, you know, seldom carry any weight. But we also saw that Nightingale report over the weekend that people in, like, that perhaps the Astros have already made a decision on Dana Brown. And when everybody saw that, everybody was like, well, he's fired, right? What if it's the other way? What if Crane has actually been, like, satisfied with Dana Brown for some reason?
I mean, it's not – they let a GM walk after they won the World Series. Keeping a GM who has yet to come anywhere close to that shouldn't make sense, but they're a total wild card.
And they've also, when they've moved on from general managers, it has not been about production.
Yeah.
It is because the last two general managers before Dana Brown each won World Series. Luno because of the scandal, Click because he didn't get along with people. So they don't really hire and fire the GM based on the body of work that's wins and losses and accolades. So, like, maybe they just like Dana. And, like, yeah, we think you're doing a good job. You have our seal of approval. You're going to be back. Because why else would the GM, and again, Dana Brown just says stuff. Why else would the general manager be like, yeah, I operate both in the present and the future when you have 2 months left in your contract?
Maybe it's just the self-arrogance of feeling like you're going to get that other shot still. You're going to get that contract renewal. Yeah. You make the playoffs, you're going to stay.
Now, I concede that it's probably Dana Brown just being loose-lipped because mm-hmm. that's who Dana Brown is. But I was just throwing out that scenario. Like, just throwing that out there. You know, Nightingale, you know, there's a lot of people that already feel that the Astros have made their decision when it comes to Dana Brown. And 95% of the people read that and they think, well, he's getting fired. What if it's the other way? What if it's we like you. We like what you've done rebuilding our system with lack of resources. We think you've done a good job. We want you to be here. So, you know, at the deadline, be thinking about that. Be thinking about the future. You know, maybe you hire your manager next year and all that. Like, I just, you know, just a thought. Just a thought. Not saying it's likely. Not saying it's even that high of a percentage. Just a thought. Now, here's my radical idea with Yordan. Because look, the Astros are in a spot where they're dire, right? Like they're kind of desperate, right? They're 52-55. They've played 107 games, right? So okay. 162 minus 107, 55 games, is that what it is? 53 games, whatever. Somewhere between 50 and 55 games. What if Yordan's just your left fielder? What if Yordan's just your left fielder and it opens up DH?
I'm fine with that.
Like you're so desperate for runs. Like, I don't love the idea of playing Yordan Alvarez in left field routinely, but because this is now the stretch drive, because you are desperate for offense, because you're desperate for any sort of help, why not just him in left field?
I mean, is there any, like, at this point, like, it's you have a couple ballparks you probably don't want him in left field for, right? But, like, how many of those games do you have left? Like, you don't go back to Toronto this year. You don't, do you go, you have two games in Seattle. Okay, so if you don't want him out there in those two games, you make it work. Like why not?
Not 100% of the time, but right now it's like, what, 5% of the time?
Yeah.
What if it goes to 70% of the time?
That's fine.
If you open up a bat for one of these guys on the wish list that isn't an outfielder.
If you could find, like if you can't move off Walker, like let's say you got like a Luis Arraez. Can Altuve be your DH and Arraez is your second baseman and Yordan's your left fielder? Why not?
That helps you.
It still improves your roster. So, like, while we're focused so much on the outfield, at this point in the season, it's worth the risk. If the upgrade is only at DH or on the infield, the player that you're getting in return that you think is the guy that you want, putting Yordan Alvarez in left field, at this point, it's totally worth the risk. Because worst case scenario is he gets hurt. But you might not make the playoffs anyways.
Yeah,
so it's totally worth it.
With 50 to 55 games left and you in desperation mode and you have no offense, you have to throw caution to the wind. And I'm all for caution to the wind. I'm all for Yordan not playing left field, mm-hmm. protecting his bat by not playing in left field. But if you're sitting there with minutes to go before the deadline and all you have on the table is a first baseman and you can't trade Christian Walker, well, you better acquire the first baseman and just play Yordan in left.
Yeah.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and the Astros are facing desperate times right in the eyes.
The other thing I think was interesting from Dana Brown was the point of the surplus and trading from that, because I feel like Arrighetti getting hurt like ruins your surplus, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was wondering where the surplus is at.
Like it feels like it was there with Arrighetti, Wisniewski, Blanco. Now that that's gone, I don't know what the surplus is anymore. Unless he thinks it's the bullpen. Like,
I don't think there's a surplus.
Yeah, like is
unless he's trying to talk somebody into trading for Javier, who hasn't pitched in a week.
I was gonna say, I guess is there a desperate team enough to flip Abreu?
Oh yeah, maybe.
I don't really want to
do
Okert, that.
Maybe Okert, lefty reliever, because you do have like the Brian King like demise though kills you with that.
It does, but because
now you don't want to trade Okert, you can't trust King. You have one lefty in Souza who's just back from injury.
Yeah, but like, could Abreu be a surplus guy that allows you to get an outfielder?
So.
I don't think so either, but I don't know where else the surplus is unless it's a team that is long-term still looking at Arrighetti outside the foot injury and saying, hey, he's got a lot of control left. We do like him still. I mean, and even maybe Wisniewski, who like, yes, we're all expecting Wisniewski to be in the rotation next week or this week, but maybe he's a one start in Houston and then on another team after that one.
That where you're trying to talk somebody into Javier or Mike Burrows. Maybe somebody's in love with the club control of Mike Burrows that you were in love with.
That'd be fine with me.
You know?
Maybe
you could trade Mike Burrows for Ty France, which sounds, I mean, I think you could probably do that. Like 4 more years of club control for a rental bat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I love that idea, but Burrows is lousy. And yeah, so I would just be super aggressive while holding on to my top prospects. And it's really the only chance. really the only chance that you got. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to our junkie of the day. Who is your junkie of the day? It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. What's not a junkie? Houston junkie. Restaurant Weeks, back August 1st through September 7th, best time of the year. Think of it like a citywide all-star lineup, hundreds of restaurants, pre-fee menus, and every time you eat, you help the Houston Food Bank. Dine out, do good, and check out the full lineup at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Also, what's the plan for Cam Smith if we're getting three new outfielders? Should we be trading him? No, because they're all going to be rentals. He's going to be your starting right fielder next year, and he's still probably going to start against left-handed pitchers in right, and he'll be your late-game defensive sub. Or you can send him down.
Which is what they should do, but they won't.
Texture Boat, does Yiner have any trade value? I think he does. I think it's a lot, but I think it's some. So, like, trading Yiner for something, maybe an outfielder, and then, like, bringing in, like, a Caratini type is something that I would be in favor of. Uncle Barney says that the only Astro surplus is 600 OPS outfielders. Well played. You didn't laugh. That was funny. What's your junkie? 713-780-3776.
I'm nominating this guy because I'm a child. I just want to say his name.
Go ahead, Joe.
His name is Woo Suck Go. He is a pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. He just was traded by the Tigers to the Twins. He got sent back down to the minors. He got ejected in a 10-game suspension before he could start.
Why?
He had foreign substances on his glove. So he got sent down to work on stuff, and instead he got suspended. So.
What a name.
It's just a great name.
Wow.
Yep.
Never knew that guy existed.
I didn't either.
More you know with Jeremy and Joe.
More you know.
My first one's Ken Rosenthal. Here's what he had to say about the Astros.
The Astros are the cockroaches of baseball.
Shut your mouth, Ken Rosenthal. Nobody likes you. Go mean mug a cameraman who tripped over because you shoved him.
Yeah.
Loser. Can't stand that guy.
Cockroaches. Damn.
What an insult. He was trying to like be nice about it, too. No. No. Cockroaches and a compliment do not belong in the same sentence.
I know what he was going for, but
I can't stand that guy.
The only problem with his, if you're trying to give him a pass, is like you want to kill the cockroaches, you just can't. So that's, he's trying to say all the baseball wants to kill them.
Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing. Loser. Michael Lombardi, North Carolina general manager, Bill Belichick's best friend, been placed on administrative leave. No one knows why.
Some thirsty social media activity.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
They're also being investigated for NIL issues.
Well, how?
I don't know.
What's either. Illegal?
But apparently there's something that is illegal that they're being looked at.
Not a great tenure there so far. Bill Belichick better win this year because things are bad. And then a cruise guest, I'm not going to mention the cruise liner because that's bad business, but a cruise guest on a cruise scratches their foot with a dinner fork, which made a lot of people on the cruise upset because it's nasty.
Yeah.
Pretty gross.
That's really gross.
I mean, they're going to wash it. It's going to be good as ever.
It's got to go. You got to throw it overboard.
It's just the perception.
It's got to go
overboard. You trying to kill the turtles? You trying to kill the fish?
Why are you throwing it overboard?
It's got to go.
Throw it in the trash.
It's just got to go overboard. It's just going to go.
It's going to get stuck in the dolphin's hole. You're going to kill a dolphin.
It's got
to. And then we're all going to yell, it's a hole in one.
Shout out to Kramer.
What you got, Brian?
Joe, for trying to kill dolphins. Also nominate the Bills' new alternate uniforms.
So bad.
The gray, like all gray, just terrible.
It's like they look like Boise State.
Yeah. You know what it looks like? It looks like Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Okay, moving on. I'll nominate Joe's boy PCA for pimping what he thought was a ball four and jogging backwards to first base because he was tapping his helmet for the challenge. Well, problem was, that 3-2 pitch was strike three, and he had to go back to the dugout. And also nominate the White Sox yesterday. It didn't matter, but losing both of their challenges in the first inning. not great game strategy.
Yeah, that was really dumb.
Ryan loves the junkie of the day
challenge.
Yeah. It is
some dumb stuff, man.
You know why he likes it though? Because he's a gamer and it's game theory.
Yeah,
that's up his wheelhouse.
I think you have something there.
Yeah, Josh from Seabrook says Lance McCullers junkie of the day for getting DFA'd. All right, what's winning?
Ken Rosenthal?
Yes.
I was thinking the Bills, but I'll go with loser. Rosenthal.
Yeah, that's a solid runner-up. Yeah. But Ken Rosenthal's a loser. Give it to him. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. ESPN National coming up right now.
The Astros are the cockroaches of baseball.
ESPN 97.5.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.